Today's Mishnah in Masechet Peah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is the final Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So here, we've got a question about a suffix of where particular grains came from. Were they leket, or were they taken from the Balabais' grains? Well, a good place to worry about that is the Chorei HaNemalim. If you've got ant hills, these ants have been busily collecting grain from this field. Now the question is, the grain that is filled in those holes, is that taken from leket, or is that taken from the balabait? Does it depend only on where the ant hole is, such that we don't assume that ants carry it from far away? They have a particular territory next to the exit of their Chorei HaNemalim, and that's where they collect from? Or is that lav dafka? Now, let me explain, and very important to Yerushalmi, the question of the placement within the Chorei HaNemalim that we're going to be talking about, which is the upper part, the lower part, which obviously does not have any real particular way of being defined. So the Yerushalmi explains, we're not talking about over here just the physical presence. What we're talking about is the coloration. So grain that looks like it's fresh and it's just been taken, if it's after the Ketzira, so now it's a green color and it's fresh. And then we assume that it's coming from here. If it's something that has already turned white and dry, then we assume that this was taken before the Ketzira even began. So that's how we define the lower part and the upper part that is coming in the Mishnah. So you've got an ant. What's the din? Is it assumed to belong to the Balabayant, or is it assumed to come from leket, pieces that fell, b'shas the Ketzira, because the Balabayas' stuff was already collected, wrapped up, and is difficult to get to because it's in bales and so on. So the Mishnah says like this, if it's betoch hakamah, harehen shel ba'al habayit. So if it's in a field where everything is still growing and you haven't begun in this part of the field, you haven't begun the harvest, so then you don't have to worry it belonging and being brought from some other location where they did already start. No, it's considered to be belonging to the Balabayit. But if they're Acher HaKutzrim, now they come, and you're finding this grain in an anthill that is after the Ketzira began, then HaElyonim Ala Aniim. So the upper ones are more recent, and the lower ones are from the time before the harvest began. So therefore, we make it dependent on that. If it was something that was there before the harvest, so then it belongs to the Balabai. If it's something that's after the harvest, it belongs to the Aniyim. Even though obviously after the harvest it could also belong to the Balabai, we give it to the Aniyim, which we'll discuss in a moment why we would give it to the Aniyim. So the Yerushalmi points out that of course you can't really know based on how deep it is. I mean, what kind of shear is that? You have to take a look at the color, because the harvest is done after it's ready to be harvested. It's already partially dried. Therefore, it's no longer green. It's actually white. And because of that, that is apparently, if it's still white, it makes sense that those things were taken with things that were from the time of the harvest. But if they were picked up by the ants when they're still not ready for the harvest, so they fell before they were ripened, so they maintain that greenish color. And the meaning of antah and the bottom means because the color is indicative as to how recently this was put in. But it has nothing to do where, in terms of the depth in the hole, where it is in the depth of the hole. The question is over here, why do we say that just because they're whitish, we give them to the Aniyim? I mean, there's lots of the crop that doesn't belong to the Aniyim. It belongs to the Balabayit. So as we're going to see, there is a Machlokas Tanoim, and Aliyim ben Rebbe Meir, The klal is safek leket leket. So Rabbi Meir holds that if you have a safek about whether it is leket or not, then you have to give it to the anir. And the only ones that we say we give back to the Baal HaBayit is because of the green as a raya that it must have been before the harvest. That is the way that many of the Rishonim learned. The Rav explains it this way. The Rash explains it this way. However, we're going to have this sugya. My number! Out! Nah. Leaves a mess here.
I mean, they're interested in antimatter.
So the Gemara that we're going to have in Chulin actually talks about that. And Rashi says in Chulin, the Farish, not like the Rav's pshat, not like the Rashi's pshat. And the Tana holds that Suffolk Leket is not Leket. So then why in the world do we give it if it's only a Suffolk? Don't we have a klal and a motzi mechaver ol haraya? It's in your field. And you could say that it belongs to you. And for some reason, we give it away. So why is that? So the Rush explains, not to be confused with the Rush, Rush explains that the Tana must hold that those grains that are dried, they're not maybe like it. They're vadai like it. Because since the part that goes to the owner is immediately put into a it's bundled into, you know, the sheaves at that time and into the machine-packed hay bales, that is something that the ants don't easily get to. So those things that were left on the ground and that fell, b'shas leket, those are the ones that are not going to be suffix. They're going to be vadai leket. Because if it's at this stage, it's highly unlikely that the ants managed to get it while it was for a few minutes before it was packed into bales. Okay? So that would be a completely different way of understanding it. I just also want to mention that the Lashon of the Rambam, even though he's quoting the Yerushalmi that talks about green, he says blackish, because it doesn't really maintain its green coloration. And when it's been standing there for a while, it doesn't turn white because it isn't dried, but the chlorophyll no longer maintains its green coloration, and it is dark. It's colored dark. Rabbi Meir Aimer, HaKol Ani, not true. We do not make any kind of distinguishing up, lower, colored, white, green, black. There's always going to be something that is belongs to the Baal HaBayit. And Afal Pikein, we do not say Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Harai. Why? So this is a big shiloh. Is this a D'oraisa that Rabbi Meir holds? And if he is derish, according to some tradition, he is derish the pasuk of Le'ani V'Lager Ta'azovata. So remember, we learned out from that halach of Ta'azov, you don't have a right to get involved in the giving out of leket. It's completely up to the anim, or shikha, or peah. But there's another meaning to azov. Ta'azov also means let go. Don't go to court over this. Let it go. And therefore, if there's any tzad that it belongs to the anim, leave it. Ta'azov. Which is the way we would say it even in modern Hebrew. Ta'azov et zeh. Leave it off. Forget it. Don't keep fighting over this. And if that's the way that Rabbi Meir is being dorish, it makes a big nafkamina. Why? Because it will be putter from Meiser, you see. If it's a din d'oraisa, that this is assumed to be leket because it's a new chiyuv to give this as leket, even if it weren't leket. So then that means, just like all of the matanos anid, are not chayev in trumas and maiseris, so too this leket is not chayev. And therefore you wouldn't have to take it off for this reason. On the other hand, if we were learning that the whole thing over here is just assumptions, well, So then we'll say, apparently it's a takana, drabanan, drabanan didn't want you taking anything from the aliyim. But if that's the case, then that would mean that the ani would still be chayev to take off miser from it. So it makes a big nafkamina how it is that we learn this Mishnah Aliba de Rabbi Meir. So we basically have two very different approaches. We have Rashi's approach that we're going to have here in Chulin later, which is that it's a function of whether it's reasonable to assume that the answer able to get the Balabayas' material once it's packed away. And the other approach, according to the Rav, according to the Rash, is that it's based on the coloration of Aliba de Yerushalmi, and it's a question of how reasonable it is that it is something that belongs to the Alabayat or something that belongs to the Ani. Okay, this is a very chashuva sugya, and as I said, we're going to get into more of its details later on in Chulin. So since everybody is so into Chulin, they wouldn't miss a moment. This just gives them another reason to stay tuned for Chulin. Yeah, I don't know. A couple of thumbs up doesn't do it when the eyes are up in the heavens. Okay, everyone. Take care and have a wonderful day.